Crusoe's Conversion, as related by Mr. McCool.
"Madam, he never so much as asked my name. That's why some rude, some ill-informed people still call me Friday today. He callously christened me Friday and told me that his own name was to be Master. That, not Robinson, the idea. My dear father, you know how happily I was united with him after we'd finished building the boat to get off the island. He wasn't asked either what his name was. Crusoe didn't even care to call him, like me, after the day of his rescue. Haven't you noticed, madam, that he actually kept on referring to my dad as Friday's father for the rest of his life? As if I, Benamuck, were not the son of Benna, just as once a Robinson, one may imagine, must have been the son of a Robin. Yes, Master Crusoe's self-satisfied complacency was, besides his industriousness, a central feature of his rather flat character. But at the time I was meek and mild, I should never have allowed him to call me Friday, such a frigid colonial name."
"Benamuck for friends, sir, and Mr. McCool for others. Nothing else, sir."
"Didn't he rescue and convert me?" "Rescue, indeed, madam, but only to turn me, good-natured as I was, into a slave, a mere source of manpower, and a cheap one at that."